This is the news in brief from the United Nations. During a time of increased economic strain triggered by COVID and repercussions of the war in Ukraine, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, paid a visit to Bangladesh. There, she painted a picture of rising food and fuel prices, a country extremely vulnerable to climate change, and increased polarization triggered by next year's general elections. Ms. Bachelet underscored that it is key for people from various sectors of society to be heard. She encouraged governments to tap into civil society to identify, recognize, and explore the cause of problems. Acknowledging challenges is always the first step to overcoming them, said the senior UN official. She also drew attention to successive UN human rights reports that have documented a narrowing of civic space, increased surveillance, intimidation, and reprisals, often leading to self-censorship. Democratic and civic space, effective checks and balances, and accountability are essential as Bangladesh aims for the next level of development, underscored the UN Human Rights Chief. Turning to Yemen now, where the World Health Organization has provided emergency health and laboratory supplies in an urgent response to meet the needs of communities affected by floods. Since mid-July, heavy seasonal rains have caused extensive floodings, ravaging several governorates in the country. Tens of thousands of people have been affected so far, with more than 35,000 households impacted across 85 districts in 16 governorates, according to local authorities. At least 77 people, including children, were killed in Albaida, Amran, Damar, Haja, Marib, and Sana governorates. Moreover, displacement sites and infrastructure were severely damaged. WHO has supported 4 specialized trauma teams and 6 on-duty ambulances, as well as set up 34 epidemiological early warning detection points in Marib, one of the most affected governorates, where thousands of shelters for displaced families were destroyed. Essential emergency health supplies were also released to rapid response and emergency medical teams in other governorates. WHO representative Adham Rashad warned that the risk of water and vector-borne diseases, including malaria and cholera, is unfolding. With heavy rains expected to continue until the end of the month, WHO has scaled up its response to reach affected people and prevent any potential outbreaks of these diseases. Staying with Yemen, the widespread rains have sparked a looming threat of desert locust infestation. To avoid losses due to the voracious pest, the UN Agriculture Agency, FAO, has, under a World Bank-funded project, delivered desert locust control equipment and machinery to the Ministry of Agriculture, Irrigation, and Fisheries in Aden. And another consignment is expected to be handed over to the authorities in Sana'a soon. During the handover ceremony, FAO representative Hussein Gadain called the World Bank-funded project a testimony of the UN Agricultural Agency's pivotal role in reducing malnutrition and food insecurity in Yemen through efficient, inclusive, resilient, and sustainable agri-food systems. This and other FAO projects demonstrate the UN's commitment to better nutrition and food security. She reminded that these are linked to sustainable production and decent livelihoods and will ensure healthy diets for all Yemenis. Liz Kafidi, UN News.